USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is back in New Jersey after Tuesday's arraignment in Florida. He pleaded not guilty to federal charges, accusing Trump of hiding classified documents. Trump stopped to greet a mostly friendly crowd at a Miami cafe after he left the courtroom, maintaining his optimism.
Our nation is in line, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
The only arrest at the Miami federal courthouse on Tuesday, other than former President Trump, was of a protester who charged his motorcade. Dominic Santana, Cuban-American retiree, said he came to stand up to what he calls Trump's cult-like following.
This is a big joke. This is a circus. The judge that's appointed, he appointed her. What do you think is going to happen?
Miami police say they made no other arrests during the rally. Nearly two dozen U.S. service members are injured after a helicopter accident in Syria. The military did not provide many details about the incident, but said 10 of the 22 injured were sent to medical facilities outside the region. It also reported no enemy fire was involved. Is the federal government buying data on you?
An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report, issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified, highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. Although the report is dated January 2022 and the author's identity has been redacted, it cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
A Tennessee congressman has filed articles of impeachment against President Biden. Representative Andy Ogles saying current claims of influence peddling by the Bidens amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The White House says President Biden was not involved in the Justice Department's decision to indict Donald Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified material.
The president has been very, very clear. The Department of Justice is independent.
As the administration has faced accusations from Trump and his allies, the DOJ has been weaponized to target Biden's political rival. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning of pressure on the supply chain after the collapse of a section of I-95 in Pennsylvania.
He visited Philadelphia to see the damage today. Buttigieg says there's no substitute for the highway getting back up to full working condition and added that it would impact pressure on the supply chain until it's resolved. The road collapsed Sunday when a tanker truck caught fire under the highway and it could be closed for months. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Biden administration is rolling out an additional $325 million in security assistance for Ukraine as that country's war with Russia rages on. The funds are part of a presidential drawdown package, meaning the weapons and equipment will be taken from the U.S. military stockpiles. The package includes more rockets, artillery, armored vehicles, among other weapons and equipment. Disney and Pixar has high hopes for their new animated film, Elio.
Earth?
Welcome, leader of Earth.
The story's about a boy who mistakenly gets identified as Earth's ambassador by alien. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.